কপিকান্না গিরিবর খাই কপি জলবা গিরিবর খাই নন্দন ব্রজ জনন্দন যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জনন্দন যমুন চিরাবন চারি যমুন চিরাবন চারি জয় রামাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় রামাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় প্রভু পর প্রভু পর প্রভু পর জয় প্রভু পর জয় প্রভু পর প্রভু পর প্রভু পর জয় প্রভু পর Jai Om Shupad Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharya Stotana Sri Shiman Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. Karnapur, can you tell me the number? 113. It's funny, last time I gave this class, it wasn't Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was Bhagavatam verse. And this one, of course, is the very famous verse from Padma Purana. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Thank you. I'm trying to get inspired here. I was had a bad morning. Mangal Arati, that time of the day is like my best time of the day. And so if I get up and I don't feel good, like I did this morning, I was surprised, you know, because I'm just like, this is a bad start. And I'm sitting over there during Mangal thing, and I think I'm going to throw up. And it's funny because I got the call to do this class because Sri Gaurangi said somebody that was going to give is sick, so you'll give it. And I said, okay. And then I got sick. I left after Mongol and went home and threw up. And I needed like some potassium, you know, so I stopped before I left over at Shakshi's because I couldn't find a banana in the kitchen. And I said, Shakshi, Prabhu, you got any bananas? He goes, no, I have no banana. He goes, look, there's a banana. There was one banana on his shelf, and he goes, here, take the mango too. I hope you feel better. So I went home and I ate a little yogurt and a banana, and I chanted like a half a round and fell asleep. So anyway, I did wake up to come and give the class, though, so please forgive my offenses. I have a funny story I want to tell. It's real short. I took Buck to Max on Sangaton the other day, and we were distributing books in Gainesville. And this one lady got a book from us, and a little while later, she came back in her car, and in her hand was the book and the lollipop, and she hands it out the window, and she goes, here, I can't take this because I'm going to heaven, and you can only go to heaven with Jesus. And I said, well, praise the Lord. And she said, here. And she gave me Jesus. She gave me a little Jesus, a little deity of Jesus. Now, I've been doing this for 50 years, and nobody's ever given me Jesus. And I mean, they scream it at me and stuff, but they never hand you the Lord. So I just, and it says on his Jesus heart you. That's what it says. So we felt really blessed by that. I felt sorry for the lady because she didn't even, usually they eat the lollipop and then they realize, how do they buy a book that says chant and be happy? You know, and they see Prabhupada on the cover and the Beatles says Hare Krishna. I don't know, how do they miss that? She's driving back, wait a minute, what did I do? Anyway, so it reminds me of that song, I don't know, the old song. I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car. I drive through rain, I drive through mud, it goes on. And I remember when I was a kid, you know, coming up Catholic, a lot of Catholics had Jesus, and they were not little, they were about this big, Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and they'd stuck them right on their cars, you know, right on the windshield, so when they're driving, they could see it on the dashboard. Anyway. I have Jesus here. Forgive my offenses, Jesus. Okay, here we go. Yeah, she touched the book. She touched the book. And she wasn't mean about it or anything. You know, she was very nice, right? She was smiling. She was nice to us, but she was just, you know, Munda Sumunda Mateo. We're very unfortunate. And if Lord Chaitanya comes and says, here, eat this, read this, you know, you just go, okay. You don't argue. Okay, here we go, kids. Om Smartavya Satatam Vishnur. Vishmartavya Natatujit. Sarve Vidhi Nishedhasyur. Etayor Eva Kinkaraha. Smartavya Satatam Vishnur. Vishmartavyo na jatuchit. Jatuchit. Sarve vidhi nishedhasyur. Etayor eva kinkaraha. Bolo. Smartavya satatam Vishnur. Vishmartavyo na jatuchit. Sarva Vidhini Shedasur Etayor Eva Kinkaraha Smartavya Satatam Vishnor Etayor eva kinkaraha Smartavya satatam Vishnur Vishmartavya na japtuchit Sarve vidhi nishedhasyur Etayor eva kinkaraha Smartavya satatam Vishnur Vishmartavyo na japtuchit Sarve vidhi nishedhasyur Etayor eva kinkaraha. Smartavya satatam vishnur. Vishmartavyo na jatu chit. Sarve vidhi nished hasyur. Etayor eva kinkaraha. Smartavya. To be remembered. Satatam. Always. Vishnu. Lord Vishnu. Vishmartavyaha. To be forgotten. Na. Not. Jatuchit. At any time. Sarve. All. Vidinishedaha. Rules and prohibitions mentioned in the revealed scripture or given by the spiritual master. Siu. Should be. Etayo. Of these two principles. Always to remember Krishna or Vishnu and never to forget him. Eva. Certainly. King Karaha, the servants. Translation. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. Let's read this together. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. Okay, you got it. Always remember them, never forget them. It sounds easier than it is. Like when you get in a root canal or something, try to think of Krishna. I mean, I try, but it's really hard. Or if you're like sick, if I get a fever or something laying on the floor, it's really hard for me to. But there's hope because we got a lot of books. All you got to do is read them. Stay in, like Vaish says, keep the vibration going. This verse is a quotation from Padma Purana. There are many regulative principles in the Shastras and directions given by the spiritual master. These regulative principles should act as servants of the basic principle, and that is, one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is possible when one chants Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, one must strictly chant Hare Krishna Maha mantra 24 hours a day. If you did that, your troubles would be over. One may have other duties to perform under the direction of the spiritual master, but he must first abide by the spiritual master's order to chant a certain number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we recommend that the neophyte chant at least 16 rounds. This chanting of 16 rounds is absolutely necessary. If one wants to remember Krishna and not forget him, all the regulative principles the spiritual master is ordered to chant at least 16 rounds is the most essential. One may sell books. One may enlist life members or render some other service, but these duties are not ordinary duties. These duties serve as an impetus for remembering Krishna. When one goes with the Sankirtan party or sells books, he naturally remembers that he's going to sell Krishna's books. In this way, he is remembering Krishna. When one goes to enlist a life member, he talks about Krishna and thereby remembers him. Smartavya satatam vishnor vishmartavyo najatu chit. The conclusion is that one must act in such a way that he will always remember Krishna, and one must refrain from doing things that make him forget Krishna. These two principles form the basic background of Krishna consciousness. What a sweet purport. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered, never forgotten at any time. All rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastra should be servants of these two principles. Om Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmititang Nina Smai Sri Gurave Namaha. O Krishna, the very fragrant river of your loving pastimes, which is a million times sweeter than nectar, flows within the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. But instead of drinking at that river, the calf of my mind prefers to enter a cave to drink the poison of sense gratification. O Krishna, O Lord of the calves, please quickly curb the calf of my mind with the stick of your mercy and bring it back to the river of your pastimes. That's Rupa Goswami's verse. Vaishya gave me that verse a long time ago. I said, here, Div, this is your verse. So, everybody happy? Everybody blissful? We're in Krishna's temple here. We're with the Prabhupada and beautiful Radhe Shyam, Gaunitai, Krishna Balaram, Lakshmi Nisringadev decked out on Saturday like he is. It's amazing how much goes into the Lord Nisringadev's sing-a-san on Saturday. She really, it's glitter, you know, it's really cool. Anyway, don't take things for granted. That's one thing I was thinking this morning when I was too sick to even chant my japa. I sat there and I listened to Prabhupada's lecture. And Prabhupada was saying, sickness comes from past misdeeds. And I was sitting, feeling sorry for myself and stuff. And then he said, but we don't have to stay sick. That's the good news. We can come to the healthy position. And someone asked if there's hope for every living entity, and someone specifically said, what about the demons? And Prabhupada said, yes, there's hope for everyone because they can change. The heart can get cleansed by association with the devotees, take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, and even demons can become Vaishnavas, Prabhupada said. So there's like 8 billion people on the planet, and most of them aren't devotees. So it's our duty as Vaishnavas who know this, to share it with the others that don't. And so, and I want to read this other verse. This is from CC. I got it from Gopa Putney. Thank you, Gopa. The loud sound of chanting Hare Krishna mantra certainly made the Kazi very much afraid. He hid himself within his room. Hearing the people and protesting, murmuring in great anger, the Kazi would not come out of his home. Prabhupada's purport. The Kazi's order not to perform Sankirtan could stand only as long as there was no civil disobedience. Under the leadership of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanters, increasing in number, disobeyed the order of the Kazi. Thousands assembled together and formed parties chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and making a tumultuous sound of protest. Thus, the Kazi was very much afraid. Naturally, one should be under such circumstances. In the present day, also, people all over the world may join together in Krishna consciousness movement and protest against the present degraded governments of this world's godless societies, which is all based on all kinds of sinful activities. Srimad Bhagavatam states that in Kali Yuga, thieves, rogues, and fourth-class people who have neither education nor culture capture the seats of government and exploit the citizens. That sound familiar? This is a symptom of Kali Yuga, and that has already appeared. People cannot feel secure even about their lives and property, yet the so-called governments continue, and government ministers get fat salaries, although they are unable to do anything good for the society. The only remedy for such conditions is, guess what the only remedy is? That's right, Hare Krishna. The only remedy is Sankirtan movement under the banner of Krishna consciousness, and we must protest against the sinful activities of the world's governments. Resist. The Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental religious movement. It is a movement for the reformation of all the anomalies in human society. If people take it seriously, the world will see peace and prosperity instead of being confused and hopeless under useless governments. Words of wisdom from Srila Prabhupada. So, according to the verse we read first, Padma Purana says that always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, and Prabhupada went on in the purport to say that you should do things that remind you of Krishna and avoid things that make you forget Krishna. And unfortunately, the jiva is teeny, and he's open to suggestion. He's easily influenced. And that's why Prabhupada gave us our morning program, our schedule, so we could try to push back. Because if you don't, when you wake up in the morning, if you don't pray, I mean, I don't know how people do it. They just go to bed and get up and go on with their day, wake up and start eating again. Eat, sleep, mate, defend. There's nothing going on out there except animal stuff. Eat, sleep, mate, defend, and different levels of it, but it's the same thing. So the devotees get up in the morning and they pray. I mean, I wake up in the morning and I go, oh, Prabhupada, please forgive me. And I pay obeisances to my spiritual master. And then I go from there. And I say prayers and mantras and then I do my japa. And I try to come to the temple program because I'm pushing back. I feel that even after all these years, of course, my practice could have been better. But after all these years of sadhana bhakti, I still am weak and I don't have a taste, is the truth. But that's okay. We sit and chant our japa. And one devotee said, when you finish your japa, even if it wasn't really good japa, after you finish your 16 rounds, you feel better. And he said, don't you feel better when you finish your japa? And that same thing, if you don't finish your japa, I don't know about you, but if I don't finish my 16 rounds, I mean, it's even harder. So, but we have the guidelines there to save us. We just have to participate, have to apply what we've already learned. And, you know, some days I don't want to, but I do it anyway. And there's always something that's going to bother you. And as soon as, because you take things for granted, like I said, like I was driving out yesterday at Sangatan, and for no reason my window just went and fell down, you know. I'm like, oh, that's nice. You know, I'm driving a 20-year-old car. The things happen to it. And it's just, it's weird because a week ago I had to buy a battery, right? And it's, you know, it's the kind of thing you don't plan on. All of a sudden you need a battery. It's not $50 anymore. It's $200 for a battery. You're like, I said, no, I just need the battery. And he goes, that is the battery, fool. And he shows me the screen, $215 for a battery. I'm like, geez. So, you know, and then the window falls down. I stopped at a guy because I go by this place in Ocala and it says, you know, on the spot, glass repair, auto glass repair. So I go, wow, how convenient, you know? So I go in there, and the guy goes, he looks at me, he goes, $300. And I said, for what? And he said, to make the window working. I said, no, just put it up. Because the guy that went out of business here in Gainesville, he used to put it up for $30, he'd put it up. And then if you got the other 150, you go back and he'd make it work again. But, you know, when you're a Sangatan devotee and you live pretty much day to day. Some people live, you know, paycheck to paycheck or month to month, week to week. I live day to day. I never know, I really never know what's going to happen. I mean, and if I stay healthy and if I participate and I try to stay spiritual, I do pretty well doing my sankirtan. But, you know, I take everything for granted. And a little thing like that when you're, anyway, so I got this guy to shimmy it back up. We put some wood in there and the thing's up, but there's a little wind, you know, so when you're driving down 75, it's like, it's just one of those little things, you know, that just, and I was thinking, you know, yasyaham anugrinati, if Krishna loves you, he takes everything away from you. Like, you want this car? Go ahead, take it. But I'm going to have to walk down to Ocala to distribute books. So, and I know that Krishna has a plan, and all these years, Krishna's always taken care of us really, really well. Still, your mind is very powerful, and your mind will say, what's going on? What's going to break next? So it's like that song, right? Hound dog howling, bullfrog croaking, everything is broken. And that's the material world. Everything breaks. And unfortunately, the body's going to break too. So you have to plan on this remembrance of Krishna and never forgetting him, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, your car breaks, it hurts, but you know, your body breaks, it's even worse. And I mean, I can't even imagine what life would be like without the kleshas. You know, we have these things, adi atmik, adi baudik, adi daivik. And even though they bug you, they do help you. They actually help us to remember this isn't home. No matter how good you have it here, it's not your home. And you're going to be called to leave unceremoniously at any time. You know, you got your whole material life together. You got a great career. You got money. You have whatever, friends, family, you know. And then you die in the middle of it, you know, or somebody gets in a car crash, or there's just always something. So, and we're so jaded that we just go on. You're like, oh, yeah, my dad died, that sucked. But, well, you know, and then you just go on like everything's okay. I mean, I still think I'm my body after all these years. And sometimes I wonder how long it's going to take, you know, how many births I'm going to have to take before I get spiritual. But I'm not giving up. I'm going to do this until I die. And because I feel guilty that I haven't done more, it's an impetus for me to practice and go out and share it. And that's pretty much, I figure I'll do that the rest of my life, you know. However, who knows? Maybe I'll die today, maybe I'll live another 20 years, I don't know. But my plan is to keep going out and distributing his books. And the more I read them and the more I associate with devotees, the more I see that how important it is. I just got lucky. Mahotsa called me and asked me to come up. I'm going to Atlanta for a few days. They're having a Sankirtan festival. And I said, well, what do you want me for? And Mahotsa said, are you kidding? You've paved the way for us. I said, Mahotsa, I've never seen numbers like his. He'll go out in a day and distribute 500 books, sometimes more, sometimes 1,000 books. It takes me a month to distribute that many books. And he said, no, we just want your association, Prabhu. It's like, I'm going. Bhakti Vikash Maharaj is going to be there, and I heard Brigu is going to be there, so I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe I'll come back, you know, reformed and rejuvenated and, you know, more spiritual, hopefully. But I know that, like I said, Krishna has a plan, and if we stay engaged, try to help others somehow, because that's the most important thing in this. In Prabhupada's movement, the most important thing is to share it. Now, he said, chant your rounds, that's the most important thing to do. And then he mentioned other services, and it was preaching, book distribution, life members. I did life members for a while, too, in Chicago. That was interesting. My body was always weak, my feet, my knees, I had trouble. So you'd get sick and you couldn't go to the airport. So Uttama said, well, why don't you make life members? And Shravanananda had just come from India, and he was really good at making life members. So we went out and we preached to the Indians and distributed books and made life members. I did that in Chicago for almost a year. It was a really hard schedule because you go to Mr. Patel's house and you have a kirtan and you give him the books, and then there's dinner, and usually dinner is like 9, you know, and we were living in the Brahmacharya ashram, right? So we weren't eating dinner at 9, we were going to bed at 9. So it was kind of challenging. I remember this one guy, he was such a nice devotee, I think he was South Indian. And we were really busy making members, me and Jiva were partners in it, and Shravananda would come sometimes. And we got to his house one night because he said, you have to come to my house. We were always busy. We said, we'll come sometime. And finally, like months later, we said, all right, we'll come to your house. So we got to his house. And he had made sabji and rice and dal and nice stuff. And he put onions in all of it. And we were so insensitive, especially Jeeva. And I was like, yeah, it's just the guy cried. He just started crying. You know, what could he do? He's like, Jeeva goes, we can't eat this. We're brahmacharis. There's onions in this. He's like, I'm South Indian. I'm sorry. I like onions. But thinking back on that, it was just, I felt like such an idiot, you know, the poor guy. And, you know, it didn't faze him. He had us over again, you know, sans the onions. But I thought to myself, you know, you really have to be sensitive. It's a heart thing. Because I know when I was just a goon and walking down the street as a hippie and devotees came to me and gave me books and incense and prasadam, you know, that took, you know, that was their effort, you know, to try to help me. That was love. And I feel that. And when I'm out on Sankirtan, I look around at those people, and, you know, sometimes I think, oh, just forget it. They're not going to, you know, 20 people in a row say no, and then you go, yeah, nobody wants a book. What happened? You know, I used to sell books, and now these people don't want them. And then I just doubled down, and I prayed to Lord Nityananda and Prabhupada, Pahimam, Pahimam, please save me. And I think I'm out here for my own purification. This is a yajna, Sankirtan yajna, and I'm going to try my best to do it because I promised Srila Prabhupada that I would help him. And no matter what they do, whether you sell books or whether they say get out of here, or they chase you out of here, whether they threaten to kill you or whatever it is, you just go on, and I think Lord Nityananda has a plan. And it always works out okay. I mean, I've had my ups and downs in this, but Sankirtan is the panacea. When I go out and I share Krishna with others, it makes life worth living. It really does. And every time I open the books, that's all he's talking about. Become Krishna conscious and share it with others. That's the simple thing. At the same time, it's difficult. But it is an easy. If you're chanting your japa and you're following and you're paying attention, and then you can help others. You can book a nam card, give them something, participate, and hopefully, they'll all come back to home with us when we go back to Godhead. So that's the mood, to become Krishna's and then trust everyone else that comes near you. And it's easy to do. You don't have to tell them. Just carry some small books with you. Or some big books, or whatever you can do. And then whenever you come in contact with another, you just give them a... It's a simple thing to do. But it has to be done, it has to be emphasized. And everybody here, Prabhupada's preaching efforts. And when you think of Prabhupada, I can't imagine that. He leaves Vrindavan, and he's Butler, Pennsylvania. I've been to Butler, Pennsylvania. There's not much there. Of course, he'd give a class at Slippery Rock University. And then he made that because he was in frozen vegetables. He said, these frozen vegetables are 100 years old. And that was just the frozen. I mean, there was some stuff in those refrigerators. And Prabhupada tolerated it and was with me. And, you know, the first year must have been hell. I'm staying in some place and the guy goes nuts, you know, and then he was like going to a different office. I can't imagine that. I mean, that's, and he was, you know. After that, things just started to happen. The Hare Krishna explosion actually had a miracle. And it's because of one sincere devotee. And Lord Nityananda said, here's the deal. Who wants this? Who wants this? And Bhaktisiddhanta ordered disciples to guest, and they couldn't do it. And then later, Srila Prabhupada surrendered and did it. He came at the right time. Why told him to come at that time? He could have come 20 years, but it would have been different. When Prabhupada came, it was ripe. People were frustrated. People were, damn, what's going on? You know, we had a lot of upheaval in society. And Prabhupada's up, the Halavan stuff, and singing in the, it's a miracle. Next thing you know, we got 800 on the planet right now. 100,000 people. Millions of other influenced. So we can see by the example of our Acharya, it is possible. How did he do it? He did it on pure faith. It was perfect. And Prabhupada was, it wasn't it. Walking around in New York City, I mean, even if you were dressed for it, and even if you were in New York, it's hellish. But you imagine wearing a dhoti and some plastic shoe and a chadar walking through the city like that? When I watch the other film and those pictures beginning, it's just heartbreaking seeing Prabhupada out there and that snowstorm decades, you know. Anyway, so that's what's going on. People are dying and freezing in the snow and people are going to die here. And there's all kinds of struggle and suffering going on. I mean, I was complaining about the heater doesn't work in the car, so you turn on the bus up. You know, you're driving, you can't see, you know. Hare Krishna. You know, but in a minute, it's going to be 100 degrees every day. I'll be out there, but I do, and I'll be praying for cooler air, clouds or something. It's never ending. It never does end. Until a pure, these things, they're still there, but then you. That'd be nice. Because you're not going to get out of it. This is the world. And we're here because we chose to be, chose to leave the spiritual world. Krishna, he's dancing with the gopis. It's a coward, boys. Probably something else going on somewhere else. Let me go there. Then you get here and you realize this is a bad idea. So we have to take our baddest use of a bad bargain. And take this life and get it to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna Balaram Radhe Shyam. We'll see. He's very kind. I can muster. Want to add something or have a question? Go.
I just listened, yes, Radhanand Mahakli, what he was saying. He said, the moments in my life, when I think back, when in devotional service and when I share with others, that are the happiest moment in life.
See, it's bona fide.
Radhanath
Swami says it. If Radhanath said it, I believe.
Thank you for a full and valuable, applicable lecture about my promise to Srila Prabhupada to help that I made 2 years ago and my Krishna consciousness journey back up. And I really, for the first year, I was like, always getting these equations to keep going. Yeah, this is the right path, you know? And it's so interesting. I feel like even times I'll get doing all the things covering my sisters with, round meeting and certain regulations. And it's just then sometimes okay, what? And I know I'm what you do is okay, doing this, keep doing this. But what if you don't really see anything farther, but you feel like you're still in motion?
Well, it sounds like you're sincere, Prabhu. Well, Swami says, "Sahan nischayadarya." You have to be enthusiastic and you have to be patient. Patience, too, but patience is really difficult. But if you participate, process of and stay in through, and be confident in Krishna's mercy, then you can go on. I know some devotees that have gotten down periods where they were unhappy, frustrated. From a view, why would he? The guy's chanting his rounds, he's participating. Sometimes it's time. So, today, right when I went on Sangirtan, I was really, wasn't feeling, what are you going to do? So I opened up Chaitanya Bhagavat, reading now that for a while, and I was like, great, I'm ready to go. I'm good. And that's just moment to moment, usually, in mind, there's always something out there that I missed that. Well, we can do this, it didn't hurt me, you know. And I just find that it's and it's a huge thing. Because most I know on this, they can't do that. And somehow or other, it's mercy. I go to, and every morning I get up, it's related huge plus. I don't know how anybody chants the rest of the day out here. Stuff starts going, start happening. It's just hard. I don't know, you got to find a place to hide. And meditation, you're supposed to be attentive. Some of that, just like we read this morning, inattention. That's where this comes from. Because you're going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what? What did he say? Hare Krishna, Ram, Ram. Where was I? Everybody has to deal with this. But if this, it's just like anything else. If you play video games, I don't. Video games, and you practice at it, you get good at it. Chant, mean it. It's really hardest to concentrate on japa, even though he's chanting japa. And I'm Prabhupada. And when I'm here in the temple, everybody else is chanting japa. And but I still, with it, it'll just think of something that you should be doing this, do that. And I always go, no, I'm going to remember that after. I hope that helps you. If you're sincere, will save you. The fact. I've known devotees that have completely gone, and you didn't see them for 20 years. And devotees are there with tulsi leaves and garlands. That's mercy. These people, personally, they were not spiritual. Decades. That's what happened. And I try to get up early and do this because I don't want to happen to me. I'm sick of this material world. It's even though I'm an idiot, it's a thing. I want to go home. Don't you? You guys want us to go home. And otherwise, I'll tell you.
Do you have any confidence building words and enthusiastic stories about why one should stay in Kirtan and book for life?
Well, you should stay in some book distribution for the rest of your life, yes. Just like we just, I'm out for the day, too, so do that. I take shelter in the... I get phone calls from brother when he saves me, preaches to me, and tells me things. But I personally, every day, I read books. And every single time I read books, and I'm safe. Even whenever I was to do this, read something, oh, I'm not doing that, because property. I often ring, because if you're not hearing, you know, this, it's completely different. I want to hear weird sangatons. This 1974, we just had to get in the air, and I happened to be in the Cleveland Temple. Go to the Cleveland, which was not a very busy airport. It's mostly business, important to distribute books. So McGenner goes, let's go. We're going, they're doing it, and I do it here. And we didn't say anything or ask this one. So we get to the airport, and they're like, what the heck, you can't do this one. You know, we're spreading the love of God, distributing books. Tested us. And then Manasa Chandra met an LU lawyer. Guy loved us. Who knows why? He's like, this is First Amendment. This is easy stuff. Win this. So he said, we need a test case. So he got to be my service. But they sent me. I said, I've been arrested by a hippie. So I... airport every day is my service. And they said, do that 20 times in a test case. So every day I go out in the airport, I say, what do you, they take you down and get you out. I mean, they book you, they take you. It's Prabhupada's mission, this is, and sure enough, we went to court. The guy, the charge of the airport, deputy director of the airport, and he just couldn't. And me and Jiva were out there, we had the book bag made. And one day he just lost it, grabs Jiva, can't do this. This is after we got the tips, and all the books go flying out on the floor, and Mun is standing there, video camera. And I goes on him, Oberst Asura, his name was Oberst Asura. So we, and he looks up and he's filmed, it was awesome. So we showed, we met the court, we didn't have to go, our lawyer went and showed the judge, wow, that's, and anyway. So we were going to the airport, legally, and I mean most of them thought we were crazy. They watched us taking money from people and it bugged them. Go out and pop off the van. Now, yeah, that happened once. We said, we have to drop you off and we'll pick you. And we put the lockers, and they did stuff in the lockers so you couldn't open the lock. It was like, whatever. We used to take pictures out of the, because you'd find it, because people buy books in a hurry, and then they go, I don't want it. They rip out a picture, stupid things on it like children would, and on the wall we would stand and distribute. So we come in the morning, we three or four pictures that have been, and these are suits and ties, these, anyway. So, and it enthused us even more to just, we went out there 7 days a week. It was, anyway, now, it's a long story. They hired a hitman to kill me. I know, it's fun. The guy that worked in the gift shop by where I was knew me. He was very nice. He liked us. And he watched the whole. Now, this guy, John, who looked like me, skinny guy with glasses, he'd been studying books and salesman books because he wanted to go out and sing it. And I said, well, if we can distribute books with us. And he said, I'm getting ready. Three goes, all right, I'm ready. Now, that day, dentist appointment. Dentist, Pierre Chan, goes to the airport. Looks like, walks to the airport, a guy standing there waiting, taps him on the shoulder. Boom! She's out, unconscious. The guy goes over, grabs it, and on the floor. And then he winds up and breaks off. Now, if I'm protecting somebody, what was me? I come back from the dentist, some lunch prasadam, and I'm ready to go to the airport, and the phone rings. I go, Paul's around here in the hospital. He's going to him. So I stop by the hospital on the way to the airport. In there, black eyes, broken nose, broken jaw, he's conscious. Go to the airport. Now, you should have seen the look on the first employees when I walked in the airport. Like, I'd be almost, can I stand? Like, wow, I mean, it's when the guy calls me over in the gift shop, and he goes, what happened? And after he kicked him, he walked down the stairs and parked there, unless you're cops. Threw him a key, sitting out there, and he drove off. It was a hit. Me, that was Prabhupada, even my me. And Pierre Charan from the hospital, he woke up the next day. A few months, he made a dark room for him in the room, covered. And then he came out and sang. It was amazing. And I thought, kind of, you can hire a hit. It's nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're messing Krishna. This is God, the Panchatattva. Just, and we don't even save. There's no excuse to not get mercy. And Lord Chaitanya has come to give it to us, so scary out there in Sangatan. I've taken enough of your time. Thank you so much for listening.